beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
Doug Vaughn here, taking time off from dispensing red-hot sports takes to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. Bertarelli specializes in all types of sharpening, knife sharpening, lawn equipment sharpening. If it has an edge, the professionals at Bertarelli can sharpen it up real nice-like. Bertarelli is also your one-stop kitchen shop, offering a magnificent selection of cutting boards, kitchen tools, and meat processing equipment. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, where there is never a dull moment. Doug Vaughn here to talk about one of my all-time favorite sponsors, Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Lady Journalism has been good to me this year, so I'm treating her to the ultimate holiday offering, a gift card to Hot Shots. Hot Shots gift cards are perfect for loved ones, coworkers, colleagues, and more. Also, if you're hosting an office holiday party, you should consider Hot Shots. Book your event in person at one of their 11 area locations or find out more online at hotshotsnet.com.
Happy Holidays, St. Louis, from the Home Loan Expert team. Santa might only come once a year, but the Home Loan Expert is here all year round, delivering lower mortgage rates on better loans with customer service that no one can match. This year, we have the hottest gift on the market, a cash-out refinance. During the holiday season, the bills really pile up. Don't let all the partying and gift-giving end up on those high-interest rate credit cards. Apply for your cash-out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
White stuff that accumulates at the corner of your mouth when you're really thirsty.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 20th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by, I believe that could go down just a hair, Limey. We're still working with Limey on the level. Sometimes he's shy, sometimes he's aggressive. Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. The joke will be brought to you by Amini's. I can't think of a store I've ever been in that's more fun than Amini's, and I've certainly never been in a dentist's office like Ballast Dental Care. And many years ago, I've been to a couple other dentists. I've talked to other people who have. Nobody compares to Ballast Dental Care. Almost a riot.
Hey!
At the control board, direct from Birmingham, England.
It is Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to someone.
Hello to everybody out there, and good luck to the cops right now having fun in downtown.
Yeah, big car chase. I love watching car chases. I just hate that they cut away before you get to see a guy get his brains blown out. I wish they'd show us that. I do, especially if it's a really bad guy. Hey, can you stop the music for a second? My wife watched this thing called The Crown. Have you heard of this?
Yes. Yeah, uh-huh.
So here's something she told me. I don't watch that stuff. I told you, I don't watch anything where they say either Your Grace or Me Lord. But the Queen, you know, when she is out in public, she's always got like a pale blue dress and that gray hair. She has a purse on her arm, and it's usually on her left arm, the gloves. Do you know the significance of that purse?
I believe that when she moves her purse from one hand to the other or one arm to the other, she's silently saying to her security that she either wants to go or she doesn't want to talk to the person she's currently talking to anymore.
That is exactly right. If she takes the purse and puts it on her right arm, it's a signal, let's get out of here.
Yep.
I'm ready to go. Wow, good for you, Limestone. Start the music again, if you would.
It's really interesting.
It is interesting, I think. Let's go around the room to the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. And Merry Christmas to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel. And if you're thinking about retiring, you can give Mark and Jason a call for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member.
How much does that cost again?
Nothing. Zero. Zip.
What?
Nada. Yeah, it's free. It's complimentary.
Wow.
Stiefel is a member, SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Why do we get longer and longer when we do that? Why
do we
slow down like that?
And the car chase is now over.
It is.
Yeah, they got him. Oh, wow, they got him. He ain't going nowhere.
Good.
Did they get to shoot him?
No, there was no shooting.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Probably a good thing. You know, Tim Woodburn is a pretty interesting guy. People say, oh, I know who that is. That's the newsman. Oh, yeah, but wait, he's so much more. As you've heard from his commercials for Gateway Investigations, is that what it is, Gateway Investigation? He is a private dick. That's what they're called in England. I think we ought to start using that here for a private
detective. Yeah, I am all for
investigator.
It.
Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Sorry, Frank. Kevin Cronin just texted me, wanted to know what Bill Cleveland's phone number was.
See, this will teach people to listen earlier. If you listened earlier, you know why that's funny.
I wasn't listening, so I don't know why.
We're not going to tell you either. Okay. Say hi to your sponsor.
Gateway Investigations is my PI firm. We've been in business 10 years with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. I helped out an AM and the PM listener just today who I've been emailing as I've sat here in the 4 o'clock hour who needed us to find somebody who he sued, and he could not find him. And we found him, and we got the guy served today. Our fee for that is just $75, and if you've sued somebody and you can't find them, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net. I'll help you.
All right. The one and only man on the road himself, Bill Cleveland, is here. Bill, say hi to everybody.
I want to say hi to everybody, but also, Frank, I think you enjoy hearing AM and PM listeners who are not just in St. Louis. I got an email from a guy today named Ryan Braunz, sent me a message asking if I had ever been to Omaha, Nebraska. And I've not done a trip in Omaha. He lives there, said he picked up on this show when he was in grad school in St. Louis. He said he still listens every single day in his AM and PM, so I thought you'd want to know that.
We are global. That's global. And even more so now than where we were before. I'm not kidding. I'm getting emails from people from places I never got when we were at the other place, because I think we opened the eyes of people to what an app can do and how that is the way to listen to the radio now. Let me see who else is around. Oh, yeah. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're hard to find, yeah.
I got a disturbing message yesterday.
Dan, did you see that? Yes.
Now, that's fake. That's fake news.
I know.
Fake news.
Gotta be.
Rat Boy was dead. No. No, no. Mm-mm. No. No. No, 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 no. I refuse to believe that. He is not dead. Why, I can still almost hear him now.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's just like I actually heard him. Right there. I don't know how many of you really love polka music. I'm guessing 98% probably. Mm. Nobody has a better polka in-house radio station orchestra than we do. Would you please give a big round, a big 590 round of applause for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I'd like to play a recording for you now if I could. This is an actual recording of a patient. I had someone record this for me. I said, they said they went to another dentist. I said, when you go record when they're using the drill, and here's the recording of someone in the chair at a dental clinic that's not Ballast Dental Care. Ow! Ow! Not oh, pretty.
Whoa. That's an actual recording.
Actual recording.
Wow. Okay,
I will not name the dentist. Hmm. Okay? Now, here's a recording of that same patient, because they contacted me and said, I can't take it anymore. What's that dentist you go to? I said, Ballast Dental Care. I said, do me a favor, when you go record that. They did. Here's that recording.
Dan, I think that's your best imitation.
Thanks.
Your imitation is maybe the best I've heard in my 46th show. That's the best I've heard.
I didn't hear it. Oh, you're still keeping track of shows. I like that.
You told me it was 46. You told me to, yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I forget what I tell people to do. So the same patient, I said earlier when they did that drill, I said, before you change dentists, I'd like to hear them giving you a shot. Because a lot of people, that's the big thing. Oh, man, I don't want to get a shot. And so here's that patient before Ballast Dental Care getting a shot.
Ow! Ah! What the hell?
Here's the same patient at Ballast Dental Care.
Did you give me the shot yet? You did? You already gave it to me? I didn't even feel it.
He was actually talking with that little sexy thing in his
mouth. Yeah, could still speak.
Yeah.
And had to ask if they'd even given him a shot.
I actually understand.
Those are actual recordings.
I actually understand Den better when he does that.
You know what's stupid is I put my finger in my mouth like it's one of those things.
Did you ever have that thing in your mouth and then you close your mouth around it and think, uh-oh, I'm going to suck my tongue out of my mouth.
Yeah,
too much suction.
That makes you, what that makes you is a method actor.
Oh,
you're
yes.
a method actor when you actually put the finger in your mouth doing a radio show. You know,
he's right. No, he's right.
Yesterday, he's such a method actor that when he was faking that he was texting Willie Nelson, he actually held his phone out so that Lyman and I would think he was texting Willie Nelson. I mean, like on a radio show where no one can see him, but he still has to have that method phone out there in front of him.
Oh, I'm used to being on TV. Our show used to be on.
To sound authentic. That's what real talented people do. Ballast Dental Care. If you like pain, now there are people that's called masochist, not Presbyterian. Masochist. And that's a name for people. The sadist is the person inflicting the pain. And by the way, I think there are dentists who are sadistic. They're sadists. I'm not kidding. They love inflicting pain, the power thing. And then there are people that like pain. Masochists, they're the ones that like to get whipped and beaten during sex and all that stuff. If you're one of those people, do not go to Ballast Dental Care. If you love pain, don't go there because they don't do that. And if you're not, which is most of us, here's my recommendation. I have 44 years as an experienced patient to back up. Yeah, oh yeah. To back up what I'm about to say. You will never want to go to another dentist if you make one appointment at Ballast Dental Care. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Scott Sherman will be in tomorrow for me. I have personal business I have to attend to, and be nice to him. He'll be brought to you by Peroni's Pizza. He has 4 o'clock. Yes, he'll still do the, where he takes calls and helps people with legal questions, and that'll be brought to you by Peroni's Pizza. The great folks at Peroni's with the 2 locations and the great all-you-can-eat lunch buffet, 11 to 2, Monday through Friday. Friday, it includes their chicken wings. Does anybody else in the studio here ever feel like you're one of the very few people who doesn't get something like the Star Wars stuff? I feel like I'm in a real small minority of people who just, I don't know what a Jedi is. I don't know who Han Solo, I know the names, but I don't know who that is. Darth Vader, I know. That guy. But I don't know the story. I think it was Darth Vader. I don't know the story.
I know what you mean. I've seen, I think, all of them, but I don't remember any of it. Like, I don't.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. You've seen them all?
No, I mean, the ones that, yeah, the newer ones that have come out in the theater, I've seen them, but I don't remember any of them.
Unplug Dan's ventilator. I saw the first one when it came out in the movie theaters, but I'm telling you, I don't have a good memory anyway, but I don't remember. And it's interesting, though, that I know it was Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, the guy that was Luke Skywalker. I know there's R2-D2.
Idiot.
Huh? Yeah, R2-D2. There's a furry creature, but I don't know anything about
Chewbacca.
It. And I feel like I'm out of it because it's like the whole world.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, second.
Wait, that was Chewbacca.
I do it, Chewbacca.
Really?
Do it again. Do it again.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
I don't even know the movie, but I know that character, and mm-hmm. from what I remember, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Now, who are the people in white? The white
stormtroopers.
Those are the stormtroopers. Yeah. Those are the bad guys.
Those Darth Vader's gang.
See, I just feel like I'm out of it. And I don't know, have you got anything like that where you think, well, everybody's into this but me? I kind of feel that way about Twitter. You know, I don't tweet. I don't read tweets. And Facebook. I don't want to be on Facebook. Our show is on Facebook. But it seems like
you have
the rest of the world is into this, but not me.
You have videos on Facebook. What are you talking about?
No, that's our show Facebook. Yeah, I have a personal Facebook page. I don't do that. And I don't want to do it. And I think it does more harm than good. I really do. Now, there's a good point to this next story. I have a friend, and he is he's a very bright guy. He's a former CEO of a couple of companies. He's not stupid. But like a lot of people, let's say certainly 60 and over, there's much of today's technology that we don't get it. We don't know about it or know how to use it if we do know about it. And within the last week, I think about a week ago, he calls me and he goes, you know what I just found out? I can listen through the speakers in my car with Bluetooth. And I said, well, yeah. I said, you didn't know that? He goes, no. He said, my son showed me. And it was like this, da-da, all of a sudden, he'd been listening on the phone, just, you know, through the phone. And then when he realized the show could come in crystal clear through his car speakers, and I know that feeling when you discover something, like on your phone, on your smartphone, that you go, well, I didn't know it could do that. It's just a great discovery. So I guess my point is this. For those of you who maybe don't know, if you have a fairly late model car, you can either, through the Bluetooth, listen anywhere in the world to this show with the app, 590 The Fan, or if it's a little older than Bluetooth technology, some cars you can do the Bluetooth with the phone, but not with audio, yet there's an audio input, and you plug right into the phone, and boom, there it is through your speakers. But when he told me, I didn't think, oh, man, he's stupid. I just thought, I'll bet there are lots of people that don't know this. I've told this before. I'll tell it again real quickly. Years ago, there was a woman who owned a business in St. Louis. And she said to me, and it was a long time ago because I was at Kix 104. She said, oh, man, she said, I love the show. And she says, sometimes I get mad at myself because I get in the car and I can't remember the frequency, 104, 104.5, 104, and then I find it 104.1. I said, well, why do you have to remember it? Isn't it on one of your presets? And she said, what's that? Now, she had a brand new Mercedes, and she never knew what the six buttons were, 1, 2, 3. I said, are you, let's go to your car. We walked out to her car, and I put on the station, and I just held down one until, beep, it's set. I said, there, number one, that's our station. And she looked like she just discovered, you know, some new planet. But my point is, I think there are a lot of people out there that, there's a lot of things they don't tell you when you buy the car. They just assume you know there are presets. You know that it's has Bluetooth connectivity and you can play audio. So, folks, it doesn't mean you're stupid. It probably just means you're a baby boomer. That's all. I don't know how many people will be going to the Lake of the Ozarks this weekend, but if you do, Pistols Plus in the heart of Osage Beach, catty cornered across from Staples. It's a terrific store. Jim and Pam Reese own that place. And I've been going there for about 20 years, and I don't know if many people will make a trip to the lake just to get something for somebody for Christmas, but if you do, I think you'll find something there, especially if it's an outdoors person, for archery, long guns, handguns, whatever. Pistols Plus in the heart of Osage Beach. I, this morning, saw the story in our local paper about another gun buyback, and I actually laughed when I was reading it, because to me, I can't sit here and say that the gun buyback programs hurt anybody. They don't do anything bad. But the idea of it is kind of ridiculous. And here's what the story says: is cash rewards are being offered in exchange for firearms at a gun buyback this Saturday. It's going to be 9 to 3, the Omega Center on Goodfellow. I like this part. All guns must be unloaded when turned in. Well, I would hope so. And the buyback is anonymous. Now, they're going to give $200 for assault rifles and guns with a magazine capacity of more than 10 rounds, $150 for shotguns and rifles, and $100 for handguns.
How much do you get for a semi-automatic machine gun?
Well, there's no such thing.
Ah,
and you know that. I know what you did there. You know that.
Idiot.
That's an attempt, a dig at Tim Woodburn.
Oh, man.
I think in a story he read, it was written, and to his defense, somebody had written semi-automatic machine
gun. At what point do you step in and tell him to stop making fun of me?
Never, hopefully.
Never. Never. The answer is never.
When does the abuse end?
Never.
On this
as
show,
long
never.
As you're here,
for any
never.
Of us.
For any of us, it never ends. So it says the idea is to encourage the public to hand in guns they suspect could be used in a crime. Think about that. What does that mean? A gun you suspect could be used in a crime. That is the most ridiculous statement I've ever heard. Any gun could be used in a crime. That's insane. And then somebody who's in charge of the program says, we're trying to reach good people that are willing to turn in guns that maybe are in their homes unlawfully. Well, wait a second. If they're good people, how are they in there unlawfully? Would they steal them? What does that even mean? And then it says researchers have proven in the same article that gun buyback programs, while they may be popular, do nothing to reduce gun violence. Well, and here's why. Let me explain this to people. No thug, no criminal, no bad guy is going to pick up the paper. First of all, they don't read the paper because a lot of them can't read. And even if they hear about this, not one of them is going to go, you know what? I'm going to turn this gun in that I've been using to rob people. I'm going to turn it in and get $100 instead of the $6,000 I got with the last robbery that I committed. Nobody. It's not going to happen.
I saw a comedian, Frank, that was doing a skit about how do you really want to get guns off the street. Instead of giving people money for guns, give them drugs. Because every thief in the world out there, most drug addicts are thieves, and they'll go find them guns because they want an endless supply of drugs. And then you give them drugs for about a year, and then you know put them all in jail on a scam at the end. That was his whole skit.
Sure makes more sense.
But as stupid as that sounds, actually kind of made sense to me.
I know.
But the buyback doesn't. It doesn't. Unless it's a gun that's just won't function. It's a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Grab $100 for it or $200. But any decent gun that's in the hands of a law-abiding citizen, they're not going to turn that gun over to you. And I know they usually get a bunch of guns, but not from the people that need to turn them in. So it does nothing, and research proves that. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. The joke is brought to you by Amini's. We talked about Amini's earlier. Let me just very quickly remind you that they now have their own private furniture line, American Home Furniture. That is furniture from Amini's. That's their line of furniture. Yeah. And without knowing the price of everything in the line, I will tell you it's not going to be inexpensive, and there's a reason for that. It's going to be probably as fine a furniture as you'll ever see in your life, made really well. Not the, I guess the term has to be run-of-the-mill furniture. This is for the discriminating buyer who has reached a point where they can afford the best of the best fine furniture. And now, and they're selling that, and we're selling it anyway, but now they have some of it that's their own private line, Amini's American Home Furniture. So check that out, and while you're there, go upstairs to the lighting department. It's tremendous. Jaffe Lighting. Jaffe, remember that name? And remember, I think the only place you can go and get it is Amini's. And then, of course, all that other stuff I always like to talk about. Pinball and arcade, shuffleboard, and jukeboxes, that kind of thing. And area rugs. Tons of area rugs. Stacked in multiple layers and gorgeous as they peel them back one after the other. You see these gorgeous rugs, some machine-made, some handmade, some a few hundred, some several thousand dollars. There's something there for anybody except people who want to buy junk and cheap crap. They don't sell that. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
And, of course, Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. Copper dome, round building, you can't miss it. All right, joke number two. First joke was a bonus joke, and here's the third of the three jokes we always tell every year at Christmas time. And this is the joke where Santa has come down the chimney, and he's placing presents around the tree. And he hears, psst. He looks up, startles him. He looks up, and here's the lady of the house. She's late 30s, 40, very attractive. Had a little eggnog in her house coat. Sits on the couch, crosses her legs, and kind of hikes the house coat a little bit to show off her gorgeous legs. She says, Santa, finally get to meet you. He says, Oh, nice to meet you. She says, I'll bet you're tired. And she pats the seat beside her and says, why don't you come on over here and sit down, take a load off, rest for a while. And he looks at her, and it's tempting, but he's got work to do. And he says, Ho, 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 Santa's got to go. Lots of presents to deliver to the kiddies, don't you know? And up the chimney he goes, and in the sleigh and gone. Later on, he gets to another house, down the chimney, putting presents around the tree, and he hears, hey, Santa, startles him. Whoa. She says, over here. And he looks over, and standing in the hallway is a beautiful, beautiful woman, maybe mid-30s at the most. She has a plunging neckline, sheer nightshirt on. It's a two-piece thing with little frilly sleeping pajama pants on the bottom. And what a body. Long, beautiful hair. She walks over and hands him a cup of warm eggnog. She says, here, Santa, forget milk and cookies. I think you could probably use this. I think you could probably use a lot of things. And I think I'm pretty sure that I could provide it for you. You got an extra half hour? And he looks at her.
Oh, ho, ho. Santa's got to go. Lots of toys to deliver to the kiddies, don't you know? And he couldn't get to the chimney fast enough to get out of there because temptation was just
coming after him, and he leaves. Later on in the night, down the chimney, putting presents around the tree. And all of a sudden, he hears Frank Sinatra music. And he sees a flame and candles being lit. And as the light becomes a little brighter and a little brighter, he realizes the person lighting these candles, the person who put that music on, is maybe the most beautiful woman he's ever seen in his life. She has little baby doll pajamas on. They're not plunging in the front. It's open in the front, where when she moves left to right, you get a quick side view, some side breast, you know. Her legs are like melted ice cream. They are so silky, smooth, and perfect. Her lips are like Angelina Jolie. Her eyes sparkle. She says, "Hello, Santa." He stares at her. She says, "Santa, kids are asleep. Husband's asleep. They're sound sleepers. I'd sure like to get to know you better." And Santa gets aroused. I mean, really aroused. And he stares at her, she stares at him. He looks down, he realizes the condition he's in. He says,
Hey, might as well stay. Can't get up the chimney with this boner in the way.
All right, let's check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. A nearly hour police chase just ended downtown. It did go through eastbound 70. It hit several vehicles. Expect delays. Eastbound 270, slow McDonald's and New Florissant. Accident northbound 170 near Airport Road. An accident downtown eastbound 64 at Vandeventer should be cleared. Brake lights westbound 64 Compton to Big Bend. And a slow go westbound Manchester from Barrett Station to 141. At Buffalo Wild Wings, get the best deals on premium craft beers, plus select $4 apps. Head into B-Ducks for happy hour and late night happy hour every Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. to close. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly. I'm Tory Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Happy Holidays, St. Louis, from the Home Loan Expert Team. With home values continuing to skyrocket and mortgage interest rates near their all-time low, this year's hottest gift is a cash-out refinance from thehomeloanexpert.com. This year, don't let all the gift-giving and parties end up on the credit cards. A cash-out refinance is the way to go. Imagine all the smiles on those little boys and girls' faces when they find out that you refinanced and got a lower rate at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
Let's go to Southern California. What do you say? Check in with Mike. Boy, that music's awfully loud. I cannot even hear myself. Thank you, Limey. Eventually, we'll get you on track with what's too loud and what's too soft. Mike Evans is always just a little too inebriated. We'll see if he is today. He's a wine drinker. He's in Southern California, and he's brought to you by a place that serves some fantastic wine. I'm not a wine person. I don't know anything about it. Good wine is wasted on me, but if you appreciate it, like everything else in Annie Guns, you'll appreciate their wine cellar and their wine list. If you're going to go to dinner, you need reservations. They're closed only on Monday, as is the smokehouse next door. Not too late for gift cards. Not at all. So, down to the wire. Don't know what to do. Any Guns or the Smokehouse gift cards. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Would you please give it up for Mike Evans?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Homer.
All right, Dan. Anyway.
No.
Merry Christmas week to everybody. Your pop quiz theme all week long. The kind of cars that celebrities drive. Name the name of the celebrity who drives one of the most expensive custom-made cars in the world. Nick Cage, Simon Cowell, Kanye West, Jay-Z, answer in a minute. Christmas family love nuggets. Jennifer Lopez. And her ex-husband, Mark Anthony, and her boyfriend, Alex Rodriguez, and all of their children will be spending Christmas together.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
It is beautiful, Franco. I've talked to him several times. Great guy, 101 years old. Kirk Douglas. And his sons, Michael.
Well, you almost choked or something right then when you said his name. Are you okay?
Kirk Douglas.
Oh, you okay?
That sounds painful.
It does.
Kirk Douglas.
Sounds like he's getting dental care somewhere other than Palace Dentist right now.
It's not getting any better.
And his son, Michael, and his Michael's brother, and my good friend Joel Douglas, and grandson Cameron, and Cameron's son, who was just born this week. Four generations of the Douglases for the first time ever having Christmas. I think that's beautiful, Franco.
I saw a YouTube video 2 days ago of him in a little interview, and that guy, he has had the speech problem. He's had the stroke a long time ago, and he keeps going. And I think I played this for you before, but I interviewed him and asked him what it was like to be 100, what it felt like. And I'll play you his answer. Here's what he said. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
What the hell?
Wow.
Yeah. He says that a lot.
I know.
He says it a lot.
He likes to say that.
Four movie reviews. Downsizing opens tomorrow. It is a delight. It is very creative. It is a lot of fun, but it's not perfect. Great start, then it really drags. Then it ends really strong. Matt Damon stars in fantasy about this whole new world that allows the average dude to be downsized to 5 inches in height, which is seems like when all his expenses and problems would go away, but it doesn't. And a big surprise ending. PG-13, 99 minutes, downsizing 3 out of 4 stars. Jumanji, back again. Mm. Same old, but still very, very good. Some of the stars that have since passed, like Robin Williams, you miss 2.5 stars. The Showman, starring Hugh Jackman, and he plays T.T. Barnum. It's a musical, so be aware, it's a musical. But for a musical, 3 stars. And the last one is Perfect Pitch. You know, this is the trilogy movie, and this, the third time, is not The Charm.
It's got some funny people in it.
Pitiful. Over the top, rude and crude and goofy and horrible acting and bad writing, and it's not funny. 1 star.
Oh. There's a girl in that. Is it Kendricks or Kendrick?
Oh, there's some cute girls in it.
Anna Kendrick.
Oh, no, I don't think she's cute at all. No, what I'm going to say is I cannot stand to look at Anna Kendrick.
The heavy set one?
Anna Kendrick is really thin. She's real thin. I can't stand her. I can't stand to look at her. I don't want to hear her. There's something about her that irritates me.
You know what? It's funny you should say that. I've met Kirk Douglas. I asked Kirk Douglas what he thought of her, and I have the tape here. She makes me sick.
Oh.
Kirk must have been really ill.
Yeah.
Kirk
had a sinus issue.
Hey, you know what? You're not giving me any love, but I know it's good. It's not because I've had a couple of drinks of wine. I freaking know it's good. You know it's good. Uh-huh. The listeners know it's good. So listen to this here.
They sure do.
All right, Dan.
No.
Anyway. No. Movie news. Johnny Depp says he's broke. I mean, Pirates of the Caribbean, all this other money that he's made. Come on. And Johnny Depp has signed to produce and direct or star in 25 upcoming movies in the next 5 years, including a new make of Attica. He's going to produce and direct King of the Jungle, Tarzan. He's going to do all three, make TV shows into movies, The Thin Man and Happy Days.
Johnny Depp
is also doing 3 biopics in the next 4 years, Dr. Seuss, Don Quixote, and Paul Revere.
Maybe he can save money if he'd stop buying so much eye makeup. Yeah, I mean, that guy wears eye makeup
all the time. No, I agree. I totally agree.
He's got 14 houses.
Well, there you go.
I mean,
Didn't he sue the island. Don't forget the island.
Didn't he sue his managers for mishandling his money, and they laughingly said, well, quit spending $70,000 a month on wine and stuff like that? Wasn't that the guy?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it was something really weird like that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And now he's declaring that he's broke. TV good news. It's one of my favorites. I mean, it's right up there with Seinfeld. I love The Office, and I'm glad it's coming back with the entire cast other than Steve Carell, who I think I will miss. But just the fact that the rest of the cast is there. Does anybody watch The Office?
I love The Office.
Oh, is it hilarious?
It's hilarious.
It was better with Steve Carell, though.
It was.
Cheryl and I tell you what, when we first got married 20 years ago, we got stuck on Friends, where we would watch Friends probably 5 or 6 times over and over again. We've done that with The Office. I just love it. That and Seinfeld, I think the three best shows ever done. Anyway.
No.
No. And finally.
See, this is just punishment. It's punishment.
It was funny. It was entertaining. You tried to
it sure was.
Play it. You made a little backslash at me, but you know what? It was good radio.
I'm sitting here thinking this could be as good as it gets. That's what I was saying.
No, I can do better. I've done better. But this was a solid, you know, double right up the middle all the way to the wall.
Sure was, Mike.
Thanks. What are you laughing at, Monkey?
He misses Norman.
Well, wait a minute. Monkey?
Who was he calling Monkey?
You.
I don't know. Oh. He didn't know who was laughing, so let's just say it was Dan.
Monkey boy. Finally. Name the name of the celebrity who drives one of the most expensive custom-made cars in the world. Nick Cage, Simon Cowell, Kanye West, Jay-Z.
I'm going to go with Jay-Z.
Ooh. I'm going to go with Simon Cowell.
Tim?
Simon Cowell. Tim?
I will also say Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell.
And I will say Simon Cowell.
Nicolas Cage drives a $700,000 Ferrari.
Whoa!
Kanye West drives a $750,000 Lamborghini. Simon Cowell drives a $1.7 million Bugatti. But here you go. The answer is Jay-Z, who owns a custom-made, gold-plated, $8 million Maybach.
Oh, most people don't know what a Maybach is.
$8 million.
Made by Mercedes.
Wow.
But a Maybach sticker price is like $450 or $500. If he's got $8 million in it, he's
$8 million.
Gold plated and everything.
There's supposedly one or two other cars more expensive. They're prints from Kuwait and Saudi.
Wow.
I mean, you know, that's shameful. You ought to take, you know, buy a $1 million car for yourself and give $7 million to the hungry or something. I mean, that's ridiculous, $7 million, $8 million.
But people don't seem to mind that people like this do this, and they keep throwing money at them and making them rich. They don't seem to mind. And quite frankly, to be honest, whatever people do with their money is their business.
Yeah, really, I guess you're right. No, you're right.
But it does seem
generous. I hope maybe he's really just as generous. Who knows?
But it seems sinful. It just does.
It does.
To do that.
Well, I hope everybody has a great day. I hear it's nice and beautiful and balmy in St. Louis.
It is.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Now.
75.
Autumn's supposed to drop out here over the weekend.
Though. No, Dan, you were wrong. It's 75.
Oh, yeah, that's
really
right.
Nice.
That's
really
right.
Nice. Yeah. I like the way he told us how good his segment
was.
Boy,
yeah, he was real proud of himself, wasn't he?
Sure was.
See, now Norman doesn't do that. See, Norman no. would have just been
Norman's
good.
Humble.
Norman's
yeah.
would have been good, yeah. and then you just know he's good.
Yeah.
Now, Tim McGraw has a song, Always Be Humble and Kind. That's yeah. Norman. Yeah. Norman never says, hey, I had a good show, didn't I? He never does that. He never says that. He just does his thing, does a great show, goes on his way.
Yeah.
Johnny Londoff was on earlier. I will take a minute to thank everybody. That poor woman in his office, when I said, are you AM and the PM? Silence. She didn't know what that was. I feel sorry for people like that. Look what they're missing. She might not laugh all day. She might drive home thinking about her problems, turn on the other talk station, get even more depressed because you're not going to listen to anything there, politics and all that stuff. I feel bad for those people. Reach out this holiday season to someone like that woman who was in Johnny's office this morning. Reach out to him. Help him. Be a friend. Say, hey, friend, how about becoming AM and the PM? When they go, what does that mean? Say, well, it's a radio show on 590 The Fan. They go, what's that? You say, it's a radio station, like I just told you, stupid, ignorant moron. Don't say that, because that's not very nice for the holiday season. Just be understanding and say it's 590, and they have a great app. 590, The Fan is the app. And then the next time you see them, it'll be like they're a different person, because they've laughed a couple of times by then. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet has plenty of people who are AM and the PM. Lots of their customers are. But the truth is, the world has plenty of people who don't listen. Eventually, we'll get them all. If it takes a little time, we will recruit them and get them all. Just like I think if there was enough time, Johnny Londoff could eventually, and I believe this could happen, get every bit of the Chevy business in St. Louis, except the people who are relatives of dealers. Yeah, they don't have a choice. But if people will bother to shop around and compare the way they're treated, don't just compare prices. They're all pretty close on price. Compare how you're treated. And then how you're treated when you go back. After they already have your money and you've bought the vehicle, you go back again. Do they remember you? Do they still treat you well? If they don't, you need to make your next stop at Johnny Londoff. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, Washington, Elizabeth Exit off Interstate 270, North County, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial. So here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light. Famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
When I was in high school, we had to learn Robert's Rules of Order. Anybody know what that is? Like in meetings, okay. Any old business? Any old business that you can 15 seconds cover that we should have covered and didn't? Anybody think of anything?
No.
I think we covered it all. I think this might have been the very best show we ever did. In the history.
Always be humble. Always be humble.
Yes. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's not the best. You're right. Mm. You're right. I forgot that mantra. Please thank a police officer. They're going to have a tough holiday season working out there in the cold. Thank them every chance you get. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. Miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is TJ Moe, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNT, HD2 Collinsville, and Inside STL, St. Louis.